This is one of the most powerful communication tools that any CEO can have in their toolbox.
Welcome to Your Intended Message, the perfect place for leaders and promising professionals who want to convey the intended message for greater success. Every week, we interview experts who address the challenges and best practices to deliver your message effectively. That might be one-to-one, one-to-few, or one-to-many. And perhaps the most important conversation, one-to-self. I'm your host, George Torok.
My guest today is John Wilson, the CEO and founder of CEO Global Network. Who is CEO Global Network? Well, they are a peer mentoring organization that is dedicated to significantly improve the success and lives of CEOs and executives, their families, and their companies. And they do that through regular peer group meetings with other CEOs and monthly coaching sessions with a coach to hold, when you are the CEO, hold you accountable to your action plan and ask you the tough questions that no one else will ask. John Wilson is the founder and CEO. Hello, John Wilson. Welcome.
Hello, George. Great to be with you, George.
I'm glad to have you here, John. You have been working with hundreds of CEOs over the past...
20, 25 years.
And my guess is that in order to work with CEOs, you have learned how to communicate effectively with them.
I work on that, but yes, I have.
And what has been one of the lessons that has helped you communicate more effectively with CEOs?
One of the biggest lessons, George, is to become a better listener. And by being a better listener, I can communicate better with the CEOs that I work with. And it's something that I see in all of the successful CEOs that I've had the privilege of working with. They are really good listeners. The other thing that they have as a skill is they really connect with the people that they're leading. And, you know, one of the ways they connect is they connect one-on-one with the people who are in their company, particularly the people that are their direct reports, and really connecting with those people and then leveraging that to connect with all the employees in the company. So
now
that's something I've learned.
Now, a CEO needs to send to communicate many different ways, but I'm curious about this one-to-one. What is that all about, and how important is that to the success of the organization?
It's hugely important. This is one of the most powerful communication tools that any CEO can have in their toolbox. And it's one that I've noticed over the years I've been working very closely with CEOs. It's one that gets avoided for whatever reason. And so when we work with CEOs in CEO Global Network, one of the things that is absolutely essential is that the CEO have a two-hour one-on-one meeting with every one of their direct reports every month. And I have CEOs say to me, "Oh, John, I don't have to, I see these people every day. Why do I have to have a two-hour one-on-one with them?" Because it's different. That's why. And it's much more effective. Sure, you see them every day, but you don't see them every day and sit down and talk about the things that you're going to talk about in a structured two-hour one-on-one every month. And so it's just a tremendous leverage point for any CEO who is trying to get more connected and communicate better with the people they work with. It's huge.
Two-hour meeting every month sounds like a big investment of time. And I imagine that the CEOs you advise to do that say, "John, I don't have that kind of time. I'm busy already." How can they make the time to spend 2 hours with each of their direct reports?
They got to find the time. You just got to find the time. And so here's the advice that I give to the CEOs that say exactly that to me, just what you said, George. I say, look, you've got, let's pick a number, you've got 10 direct reports. And I'm like, how am I ever going to get 20 hours a month to meet with those 10 direct reports? And here's what I say. If you will have the discipline to have that two-hour one-on-one with every one of those direct reports, it'll save you time. It'll save you time. How so? Well, I'll tell you how it saves you time. Number one, you're going to be talking about the five most important things for you and every one of your direct reports. You're going to talk about the five most important things. We can maybe talk about that a little bit later. The other thing, though, is it saves you time because of, instead of you having a lineup at your door of people wanting to meet with you and interrupting you from your CEO job every day, people know, oh, I'm going to meet with John next Thursday at 10 o'clock, and we've got our two-hour one-on-one meeting that day. So instead of me going and talking to the CEO right now, I'm going to put that in my folder for our meeting next week. So all of a sudden, instead of you being interrupted from the really important priorities that you should be working on every month, instead of being interrupted, people are, they're now saying, I'm going to talk to John about that at our one-to-one meeting. And that's how it makes you time. Instead of all kinds of interruptions throughout the month and talking about them on the run as you're going to another meeting somewhere, they're going to save it. Okay, they're going to save it. The other thing is, you're going to get alignment around your most important priorities in the company and their most important priorities. And you're going to get clarity around what they should be doing with their time. And so what it does, it's a two-hour investment in time that will save you many, many more hours than that every month. Okay, so you basically earn time by spending time. I've seen it. And I'll say to someone, a CEO, just have faith. Try it out. And then let me know how it goes. And they say, okay. Because I tell them what an important tool it is to get them time and to communicate properly. And they try it. And they will come back to me and say, John, you were right. This is saving me time.
So this sounds better than some people brag that they have an open door policy, but that open door policy can be just an invitation to interrupt and actually be disruptive instead of positive. So here's a way to have that intimate communication, because it's planned and it's regular, and both parts must come to that meeting with a commitment to make the meeting a success.
No question about it. Yeah, there is a value in being available, being approachable, okay? But you can get to the point as the CEO where you're just overdoing that, right? You've got a job to do. You've got to be able to have time to do your job. And so it's really important that you can hardwire in things that are time savers for you. You'll still have the odd interruption at the door, okay? That's okay. You'll have less. You will have less. Because those 10 people who report to you, they know they got your time. People who report to you, the number one thing they value is you and time with you. And so if we can engineer that into the month and say, okay, I'm going to have 2 hours with George Torok, you know? I got him, and he's in the moment. He's in the moment at that time. He's listening to me. By the way, the tip for the CEO at that two-hour one-on-one, 80% of the meeting you're listening, 20% of the time you're talking. So that's an interesting thought. I'm going to be listening for 80% of that meeting and let your direct report talk, okay? Because that's how you really learn. That's how you learn. And that's how you provide value for them. So, it's important to be approachable, but it's also important as the CEO to engineer things that will save you time. And a one-to-one, every month, 2 hours with your direct reports is one of them. Powerful tool.
80% of the time listening. The danger I see in that is that the person will just talk about whatever they want to talk about. How does the CEO make that listening time productive?
By having an agenda. Every meeting needs an agenda. Okay? And it's got to be a purposeful agenda. So, here's what that what I'm recommending. This is what the meeting looks like. It's not an open-ended 2 hours, you know, like, so what's going on? It's not that kind of a meeting. It's a structured meeting. I'm a big believer in structure. You know that, George. I'm a big believer in structure. Why? Because structure helps you maximize the use of your time and work on your highest and best use as a CEO. So here's what that meeting looks like. Okay, there's five parts to it, and so just very quickly, here are the five. Here's what the agenda looks like. By the way, the agenda is sent out a week ahead of time. So a week ahead of time, you get an agenda that says, you know, George, I'm looking forward to our one-to-one next Thursday at 10 o'clock, and here's the agenda. And by the way, it's the same agenda every month. In terms of the big headings, there's different stuff underneath the big headings. But so here's what the big headings are. The big headings are, first question, and the direct report knows this is coming because they've got the agenda. Number one, what is the most important thing we should be talking about today? What is the highest and best use of our time together? That's question one. And that's a huge question, okay? And most of the time, it'll be about the business. It won't be about the business all the time.
Meaning it could be personal.
It could be personal. It could be about their health. It could be about their family. It could be about relationships beyond that. It could be about, I mean, I've asked that question well over 1,000 times to well over, not 1,000 CEOs, because I work with CEOs on an ongoing basis. Many I've worked with for almost 20 years. So, but what's the most important thing we should be talking about today? What's the highest and best use of our time together? Boom. And, you know, I need to talk with you about my relationship with someone really important to me in my life. I need to speak with you about my relationship. I'd like to talk about my relationship with my spouse. I feel we're drifting apart. Okay? I'd like to talk to you about that. I'd like to talk to you about, I went for my annual checkup last week. I'd like to tell you about what my doctor told me. Okay? And I'd like you to help me, you know, hold me accountable on, you know, doing what my doctor suggests I do. So, but 80% of the time it's about the business. And I'm really worried about this. I'm worried about this. So that's part one. That's one out of five questions. The second question is, let's look at your KPIs for the business and your trailing 12-month charts. So, and we're a firm believer in, you know, I mean, one of the biggest reasons that CEOs fail is they don't get into the numbers enough. They leave it up to their CFO. Well, don't do that. You got to know the numbers well enough to know where you're at and where you're going. So a part of that meeting with each one of your direct reports is look at their KPIs. Everybody has a KPI. Even, you know, if you're running the IT department, if you're running your digital marketing department, you've got KPIs. You spend some time on those. Let's look at your KPIs. How are you doing? And we're big believers in putting them on trailing
charts. KPIs,
trailing charts. Key performance indicators, right? Everybody in the company has a key performance indicator. If you don't have one, you got to get one, right? And so we talk about that. And that can be a 5-minute discussion. It can be a 25-minute discussion, depending on what's going on in the business. And it's key numbers from your income statement, but it should be key numbers from your balance sheet as well. So that's part of, so how important is that in communicating? Where you're talking to each one of your direct reports about their key performance indicators.
It sounds critical.
It's critical. It is critical. Okay. And it's a way for the CEO to stay connected and, you know, stay connected with what's going on, and what an opportunity to communicate, you know, and fine tune and, you know, kind of recalibrate in some cases, right, which has to happen. So then you move to number 3 out of 5. And number 3 out of 5 is a discussion on your major strategic initiatives. And I'm a big believer in everybody should know what their top 5 strategic initiatives are to achieve the CEO's vision for the business. Okay? So it starts with the CEO outlining theirs. These are my top 5. And then every one of my direct reports knows what mine are. And what are yours, right? So each one of the people I'm having this one-to-one meeting with have their top five priorities to move the company forward. Well, it's really important that you communicate on that topic and listen to them about how's it going on your top five. Let's talk about them. And so they go through their top five. And invariably, there's at least one of the five that your direct report is hitting a speed bump on.
Mm.
So let's talk about that. And how can I help you with that? Because as a CEO, you can help your direct reports where they're running into difficulty, right? Where they're not getting things done at the right pace. So talk about a communication tool. It's huge to know that. So,
and now I would think that a topic like that, the CEO needs to make it safe for the direct report to admit that I'm missing on this one.
Yeah, I'm coming up shy on this one. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And so the CEO needs to ensure that there's a good level of trust there. I mean, that's critical to any team, isn't it, George? I mean, to be able to have a high level of trust so that someone isn't threatened by, you know, I really don't want to tell George about.
Don't let him find out.
I'm gonna gloss over it, right? Like, oh, everything's fine. Well, you know, that only works for so long, right? And then sooner or later, people are gonna find out that, by the way, you're not hitting the number.
The check doesn't clear.
So you hit a really important dimension of this one-to-one. It needs to be in an environment of trust and an environment of confidentiality. It's got to be in an environment of confidentiality. You know, like I'm going to talk with you about things I don't talk to anybody else about in the world. You know, that's the relationship, eh? So we've covered three items, right? We've covered what's the most important thing we should talk about today. What is, let's look at your KPIs, your key performance indicators, and your trailing 12-month charts on those. Then we talk about your top five strategic initiatives, you know, which is really another way of saying, what's the highest and best use of your time? As you are doing your work every day, these are the top five things that are the highest and best use of their time. Then we go to number four, George, and the fourth thing, and this is all in a 2-hour meeting, right? And let me tell you this, that the 2 hours flies by. It flies by. Is it time? We haven't leave now? Yeah. Because the fourth topic is, on a scale of 1 to 10, for the people who are reporting to you, how have they performed in the last 30 days? And so for your direct report, they have direct reports. And so let's assume they got 5 direct reports. They're telling you, talk about communication, right? They're telling you how they feel each one of their direct reports has performed in the last 30 days. And quite often, somebody has somebody that isn't performing. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, Joe is a 6. Like in the last month, Joe's a 6. And, oh, really? I seem to recall from my last 1-to-1, he was a 5. So he's getting a little better, you think, eh? Right. And so just keep in mind, you're doing these meetings over time, every month. They get very rich in terms of the content that you're talking about because there's a history of the conversation, right? And so every month you're checking in with your direct report on their direct reports. How are they performing? And if they're not performing, the next question is, what's the development plan for each one of these people? You know, like, you know, this person is really performing. Their fives, or their tens, I should say. And but you've got a couple who are underperforming. What's the plan there? So that's it. What an important thing to be talking about with your direct reports in terms of their plan to develop their reports, right? Because that's where their successors are going to come from. And your successor is going to come from your direct reports. So it's a very important topic. The fifth and final in the 1-to-1 is to talk about the number one thing that the CEO wants to get better at. And the number one thing that the direct report wants to get better. So here's how that happens. So at the last meeting, we talked about the number one thing you wanted to get better at, direct report. is you want to hold people accountable better. Mm. Or you want to become a better communicator, right? By the way, one of the questions I ask every CEO who, when they're being interviewed to come into CEO Global Network, is one of three huge questions I ask each person coming in is, what's the number one thing you want to get better at as a CEO? Well, you can turn that around and ask your direct report, you know, what's the number one thing you want to get better at as the leader in your area to become a better leader? And so how important of a communication is that, where each one of your direct reports is telling you, the CEO, what they want to get better at? Mm. I want to become a better communicator. And when I ask that question of people coming into CEO Global Network, many times they say, I got to get better at communications. Really? Are you talking about a town hall meeting, or are you talking about one-on-ones with your direct reports? And it varies. And quite often it is around town halls, but quite often it is around, I got to be a better communicator with the people that report to me. Okay? So that's the fifth part of that two-hour meeting, which flies by. But you want to close with this question of your direct report. What would you like to see me get better at? What would you like to see me get better at?
It's important.
As the CEO.
The CEO needs to be vulnerable to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. An asset. What would you like to see me get better at? Well, you know, sometimes I feel that you keep things too close to your chest. Like, you know, maybe you'd like to let us know more about how you're feeling. Sometimes you seem very concerned and a bit aloof. You know, we can help you with that. You know, let's talk about those things. And, you know, it's very true. Because as the CEO, everybody's watching your moods and your actions. I mean, you really are in a fishbowl, right? And so being vulnerable with your direct reports and saying, how can I get better? I want to get better. I want to become a better leader, right? And take their counsel. The other question is, how could this have been a better meeting for you? How could I be a better, how could this have been a more effective one-on-one for you? Well, you know, I think we could have talked about this a little longer. I think you could have listened a little bit better, or whatever it is, right? And it's all about getting better. But in terms of communication, George, just to go back to it, this two-hour one-to-one is one of the most important 2 hours for you, the CEO, and for your direct report. Because as I said earlier, every one of your direct reports wants more quality time with you. And this is quality time. Like, you're not taking a phone call, you're not looking at your phone, you're not, you know, your email isn't dinging as it comes in. This is quiet time between you and the most important people in your organization, because they're gonna take this behavior and do the same thing with the people that report to them and repeat it to others. You know, and so it's a powerful tool. So
now, interesting.
Does that answer your question, George?
It answers my question, John, but and it offers an intriguing approach, because typically when someone is thinking about how do I get my message across better, they're thinking about, okay, what do I say? What do I tell people? But you're telling me that the way to get the message across better is to ask better questions and be open to listening.
Absolutely.
Without judgment.
Without judgment, absolutely. Yeah, being non-judgmental is a wonderful thing, eh? Not being judgmental. And it's tough. You know, I mean, you got to really develop that, right? And walk the talk with that. But it's extremely important. I mean, you're there to help and guide, and by asking your questions, you're helping them, right? You're helping them get to the right place by asking smart questions. You know, no A player that I know wants to be told what to do. Mm. I mean, you know, they just don't. I mean, A players want to, you know, they want to find the answer themselves, right?
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Don't tell me how to do my job, you know, and like, don't micromanage. But by asking the right question at the right time with the right context, as you said earlier, that importance of trust and confidentiality is valuable. I mean, this is the most valuable 2 hours that you can have with people that report to you.
Now, this sounds like a tremendously valuable tool for the CEO to communicate with their direct reports. And the question being, of course, if it's so valuable to communicate with the direct reports, the CEO, how do they experience the same benefit?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for the question. But it's important for a CEO to have a mentor who will ask the same questions.
Ah.
Have a mentor, mentor coach. I like the word mentor more than coach. I think CEOs are looking for mentors in that regard. There's areas where coaches are extremely important as well, and there's a dimension of both. But having someone in your corner who you can have that same meeting with, right? Who will check your backswing, ask you smart questions, be good listeners, be great sounding boards. Being a great sounding board is a tremendous skill, right? And then beyond that, for CEOs, having a peer group of CEOs who you can also tap into on these things is extremely important too. And that's kind of like a CEO's top management team. Where, in terms of teams getting to become all they can be to achieve their full potential, having that level of trust and having that ability to talk with each other about the most important things is absolutely, absolutely critical in terms of helping the CEO get to where they want to go with their business and with their life.
John Wilson of CEO Global Network, my guest for today, talking about the power of the monthly one-to-ones, a two-hour meeting that is a wonderful investment of your time because it saves you time chasing squirrels, putting out fires.
Absolutely.
John Wilson, also you are, and for those who are interested to learn more about CEO Global Network, you can find them at their website, that's ceoglobalnetwork.com. John, you are also the author of a wonderful book for CEOs called The Great CEOs and How They Are Made, The Seven Imperatives. For those out there who are interested to learn more about the one-to-ones, but just the great CEO seven imperatives in particular, where can they find that book?
Well, they can find that book. You can get it on Amazon. But I for people who are listening today, George, we'd be glad to send them a complimentary copy of the book. All they have to do is email me or you, if you're okay with that, and just say, look, I'd like a copy of Great CEOs, and we'll make it happen. Complimentary copy.
And they can find your email at the website?
Yes, but it's jwilson@ceoglobalnetwork.com. Send me an email, and we'll get you a book.
That's jwilson@ceoglobalnetwork.com to get a complimentary, which means free, copy
means free, yeah.
of John Wilson's
yeah.
book. John, one last message. If you could sit down and help a CEO and give them a shake to improve their communication, especially around the one-to-one, what one piece of advice would you leave them with?
The one piece of advice would be, and I know there's people out there saying, oh, I don't know, John, I don't know, George. Do it. Just do it. Just like Nike. It's a no-brainer. This is really a no-brainer. If you do it, it will be a game changer for you. It'll buy you time, and you can get on with the CEO job, right? But this is a critical part of the CEO job, is to have one-to-ones, 2 hours every month with the agenda we talked about for every month.
If you like what you heard, remember to like, comment, and share this podcast. Come back every week for more practical insights to help you deliver your intended message. I'm your host, George Torok.